There is no question. Cubans love their baseball.
Póngale música, maestro! Esto es locura, amigo! Locura!
Not just announcers and fans. It's part of the national identity. For years, there was a steady stream of Cuban players to the U.S. major leagues, until Fidel Castro shut it down decades ago. These days, some Cuban players take enormous risks to sneak into the U.S. That would have changed thanks to a deal that Major League Baseball made with the Cuban Baseball Federation in December, a deal that would have allowed Cuban players to sign with U.S. teams. In exchange, the teams would have paid the Cuban Baseball Federation a fee, tens of millions of dollars in some cases. But now the Trump administration has put a stop to the Cuban baseball deal. Julio Ricardo Varela is the co-host of the podcast In the Thick. Why did the Trump administration stop this deal? What rationale did it give?
I think it was the rationale that you're not supposed to be doing business with, there's an embargo and don't do business with the Cuban government.
Wasn't there this other deal that was negotiated back in December? I mean, and why was that deal negotiated in the first place?
That deal started with Obama, you know, when relations between Cuba and the United States were starting to get loosened. I mean, the last time you and I talked about this, Marco, we kind of said that the Trump administration might not even approve it.
Yeah.
So essentially, before this deal, the only way Cuban ball players could play in Major League Baseball is that they literally had to escape the island. Some of them defected. So, for example, Yasiel Puig, who now plays for the Cincinnati Reds, but before he was playing for the Los Angeles Dodgers, his story of how he was smuggled out, the money that was put in to pay smugglers, how he got to L.A. I mean, in a way, it kind of reads like a human it is. It's a human trafficking story. So I do think that there was a part of Major League Baseball that says, you know, we don't want to be the league that, you know, is like, yay, human trafficking. So when the Obama administration began to open relations with Cuba, MLB took advantage of it. They negotiated directly with the Cuban Baseball Federation, and they said, all right, if we're going to take on these players, we will give you a fee, just like a transfer fee. But this is very common. I mean, if you look at Japan, you know, these transfer fees for some of the top Japanese stars were always given to the Japanese teams. So it was kind of like instead of giving money to a team, you're giving it to a federation. But critics would argue that that baseball federation in Cuba is actually just an arm of the Cuban regime.
So there could have been millions of dollars for Cuba. Is that all they wanted out of this deal?
Yeah. And if you see like what National Security Advisor John Bolton and Senator Marco Rubio, they basically said straight up, you're just giving money to a repressive regime. Bolton took it another step further, saying, if we give money to Cuba, you're also going to give money to Venezuela because Cuba is running Venezuela. So it got into this sort of geopolitical, you know, where we're at now in Latin America between the right and the left. You know,
what reaction have you heard, Julio, from players and teams on either side of the Florida Straits?
So in the case of Yankee reliever Aroldis Chapman, who's Cuban, who left, right? He's the closer for the Yankees, the relief pitcher. He was asked on Monday about this decision by the Trump administration and basically said he felt bad for the young ball players because he said they're not going to have the opportunity to play in the United States. And Chapman basically makes reference to the fact that the way we, you know, his crop, his generation of Cuban ball players, the way they got to the United States, he said it was tough to say the least. And he just basically said, you know, this might not be a definite, just got to wait and see what happens.
Does this mean you think that Cuban players are going to have to resort again to getting smuggled into the U.S.?
Well, I mean, how else if they really want to get here? I mean, what are their options? I mean, it's too early to tell, but are we just back to where we started?
Do you think baseball is Trump's way of reversing Obama's Cuba policy in slow motion?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the problem is it's baseball.
Why is that a problem?
I mean, it's like you're going after the American pastime. This is what America's all about.
Julio Ricardo Varela, the co-host of the podcast In the Thick. Thanks.
Thanks, Marco.